You don't start with what medium am I going to advertise on? You start with who is my customer? Where are they in the biggest numbers? And what is my message for them? If you start with the medium, you've made a fundamental mistake. Go back to go and start again.
This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Hi, James Schramko here. Welcome to another episode of SuperFastBusiness.com. In our continued interview series, today I've got an unusual suspect online. He's got his own collection of suit of armor, and he's interested in all sorts of strange things. But most importantly, he's a marketing and design expert. I'd like to welcome to the call David Council from Inferno Marketing and Design.
Hey, James. How you doing?
Good. Now, you have got a very, very broad range of marketing experience. You've been in the game for a while. Perhaps give us a brief run-up to where you're at right now.
Okay. Well, for the last 18 years, I've been running my own advertising agency. In fact, at one stage, we were running two advertising agencies, but we got a little bit burnt out with doing that. So we sold one of them and cut ourselves back to one. But before that, I was a radio announcer for 15 years. And before that, I was your general university dropout, really.
Right. So you've gone in there and you've been doing lots of marketing. And I think the point of interest for us today is going to be around crafting a marketing message and using different channels. I imagine you've seen quite a bit of change with the way that businesses are marketing with the introduction of the internet. It's come along during your career. Have you seen much change around the way that people have to market these days?
Oh, look, enormous change. I actually remember, I am so old, I remember when the internet first started. And I got a connection to the internet at 28K speed, and I made my first website in 1994. And that was an interesting experience. And at the time, no one thought it was going to be anything. I had a joke email address because no one thought that, you know, it would develop into anything. And these days, if you're not using the internet or some sort of online marketing point, then you're really missing out, because really, I actually think the pivotal thing was the invention of the iPhone.
Right.
When the iPhone was invented 6 years ago, the world totally exploded and everything in media and advertising changed. Up until that point, sure, you could advertise online, but you know, there was still a lot of resistance. People weren't getting into it as much as they are today. But when you put a smartphone into someone's hand, they could access the internet 24/7. They take their mobile phone with them, and everything just broke apart. And that truly has been the key to this next huge wave that has washed through. You know, you're watching newspapers and the value of newspapers just drop away. You're seeing people who use television advertising having to totally rethink how they use television so that they can interact with their audience through the internet at the same time. Same holds true for radio. If you wind your mind back, say, 15 years ago, so into the late 90s, email marketing was something that people used to giggle about, and you know, no one took seriously.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you about the smartphone. I remember that really changed my interaction with my business, because I had an online business being at foundation level. And I remember the first time I saw someone using an iPhone, they were able to scroll and look at a website. That was quite an impactful thing. And having family in the travel industry and myself working in the car industry, I saw the way that people buy was starting to change. And my kids don't even know what Yellow Pages is when they dump them out the front. They're like, "What is that, Dad?"
Oh, look, phone directories. Gee, you'd be pretty happy if you didn't own a phone directory at this stage. I really and honestly can't understand why people are still spending money in phone directories. Look, sure, there is a certain segment of the market that will still use a phone directory, but they don't have high disposable income. They tend to be the very old who aren't spending lots and lots of money. They're hoarding their money, or you know, they've already spent it on all of their big sort of acquisitions that they're going to make. But these days, you know, phone directories, especially the book, we're really talking about the book here. is just next to useless. We've been showing people how to rip money out of the book and how to reinvest it into marketing that's actually going to do something for their business, rather than just continuing to do the same thing over and over again and hope for a different result.
Well, I'd be interested in talking about that, because a lot of our listeners have got their own business, predominantly online businesses. But I think one of the great untapped things for most online businesses is they've probably been only advertising online. So they have a different scenario where they might be considering leveraging their business going out to traditional media. And that's where I think you could really help us, especially with radio. And I believe it's quite cheap to buy radio space in some places, especially if you're in regional USA. And also TV, you can get quite cheap slots on TV these days. So I'm really interested in learning about how a business like mine or another online business can take advantage of an old brain in the advertising industry about the marketing message in those particular marketing channels.
Look, absolutely. You've got to think about all advertising and marketing as being like a jigsaw puzzle. And once you've got all of the pieces in place, then you can see the full picture. Well, if you're not putting all the pieces in place when it comes to your advertising, then you're not seeing the full picture. So if you're just doing one part of it, you're actually only reaching out to a certain segment of the market. You need to be able to look at who it is that you're trying to reach and find where they are, and that's where you should be advertising. There are very few people in this world who spend their entire life 24/7 on the internet, in the same way as there are very few people in the world who spend 24/7 just watching television or just listening to the radio station. It's actually all about knowing your customer and where they are and how to communicate with them. So the best thing to do is actually work out who it is that you're trying to reach out to. And then the next step is to write a message that speaks to that person. Use their language and use the language that is appropriate for the medium that you would use. For example, if you're sending a 160-character SMS message out to someone, you know, you're really talking in a very staccato, narrowed down communication form. But if you're advertising and linking it back to a web page, so for example, if you've got an ad on television and it's running at prime time, so between, say, 6 o'clock at night and 10:30 at night, and your business is actually closed, why would you not be sending them from that particular television ad through to a page on your website where you've got virtually unlimited space? And you could be using extra video that you shot when you made that television commercial to expand your message out, rather than spending dollars per second to try and communicate that with someone. Use the medium to call them to action. If that action is to send them to the web page so that you can explain the full process to them, then that's what you should be doing. And it's so easy to do with radio and television. Same works for direct mail or direct email. Don't try and explain everything to them in the delivery method. Go to somewhere where you've got space and got time to expand that message and communicate with them. So that's why it's important to write that message in a manner that talks to them, that's appropriate for that medium. You know, if you're using radio, it's all about theater of the mind. It's about painting those pictures using radio in their mind. And that's great, because using that, you've got an unlimited budget. You can be creating scenarios that you couldn't afford to film. However, if you're going to use television, then you use the power of both the pictures and the audio together to talk to that person and send them to do what you want them to do.
Right. So let's get more specific now. So we worked on our message.
Yep.
How do we go about getting onto the radio? And do you still think it's a valid thing for an online-only business?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people who listen to the radio and surf the internet at the same time. It's the same as that's true with television. You know, we all know about two-screen viewing. Well, I think that the number is now up around 88% for two-screen viewing. So why wouldn't you use one of those electronic media when they've got access to the internet, and you send them through to your webpage to take that next action? But send them somewhere that you can measure that they're coming from your radio ad or they're coming from your television ad. You know, it's really handy to know what time your radio ads are running or what time your television ads are running, so you can see the peaks as people start to come through. After all, it's all about test and measure. So you want to be able to test every time there's an implementation of your message to see how responsive those people have been. One of the secrets when it comes to buying radio or television is to not just buy a shotgun load worth of ads. You know, anyone can sell you 4,000 ads for minimal cost, because what they're trying to do is yield manage their commercials. You've got to remember, on a radio or television station, there are windows that open up that they pack those ads into and send them out. And once that minute has passed, they can never use that time again. So they want to yield manage what they've got. So it becomes appropriate for them to try and sell you day parts. So they might try and sell you in radio from the breakfast shift right through until the afternoon drive shift and scatter your ads across there. But if your viewers or your listeners aren't there at that time, if they're actually listening in their biggest number at 8:20 in the morning and at 3:15 in the afternoon, then why wouldn't you just buy those times, buy longer ads, or buy frequency within those ad breaks to get your message to cut through and send them to where you want them to go to, rather than buying 20 ads that could play across the day? All of that's doing is actually wasting your money.
Yeah, so we know this from pay-per-click advertising that we can day part and segment. I guess we can do this online and have an instant result faster than we've been used to with traditional media. But if we're running radio ads and we know that people have their smart devices on hand, I guess we can track the results of this and measure it, which is probably a revolution in the advertising industry these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And why wouldn't you do that? Everything that you do when it comes to advertising is going to cost you money. So why wouldn't you want to be able to measure how that money is being spent and spend it in areas where you're getting the greatest response from? So if you do have an ad that goes to air, let's say the radio station gives you a freebie. They do it. And it rocks out at 20 past 10 in the morning. That ad goes to air. You can see the response directly onto your website or however you're trying to get them to call to action. You know, if you're asking them to call you now on their phone, then the phone should ring. If the phone's not ringing, it's not doing its job. So 10:20 in the morning, it's not a time that you want to be investing in.
Yeah. Okay, so track everything. How do you go about getting this remnant radio space that people talk about, the cheaper slots?
Okay, look, that's a double-edged sword. Buying remnant space is actually pretty straightforward. You could come to someone like me, like an agency. There are, in fact, remnant space agencies that you can go to, and that's all that they deal in. But if you're buying remnant space, you're buying the stuff that they've got left over. And sure, it's cheap, but you know, you've really got to weigh that low cost up against what you're getting in return. I'm actually a really big fan of buying an ad that's targeted, as opposed to buying hundreds of ads that could be going off anywhere. The other thing that I think you should be doing as part of your process is knowing what your upsell process is as well. Too many people that advertise from a traditional media point of view don't give that a lot of thought. They just go, well, I'm advertising this product, it's this price, I run the ad, they will come in. But they're walking away from dollars. You know, I think in the last decade, upsells for companies that were doing it properly represented an additional 30% of income that they could be tapping into. You know, 30% is a lot of money that you could be making for sitting down and working out your system and your process, as opposed to just hoping people walk in the door.
Okay, so what sort of advice would we have for someone who is looking to craft their message, get these ads up and running? What are the actual steps?
Okay, so step one, know who it is that you're talking to. And if you're an internet marketer, seriously, you should have that down pat. You should know exactly who your customer is. You should know the language that they're going to use, so you write that message, or get someone who is good at copywriting to write that message for you as well. Don't underestimate the value of someone who is clever with words. Anyone can write. Your average 30-second commercial is about 84 words. Anyone can put 84 words on the page. It's a different skill altogether to be able to put 84 words on a page that's going to call someone to action and also get them to identify that you're talking specifically to them. If you think of an average country radio station, which might have a quarter-hour cume, which is, you know, the number of people who are listening during that quarter hour, of, say, 15,000 people, there are not going to be 15,000 people who want to buy your product. So your message needs to talk directly to the 35 people that most likely are going to want to buy your product and get them to actually act on it. So get that message crafted properly. Some radio stations will write an ad for you and not charge you. Some radio stations will write an ad and charge you for it. But you've got to be sure that you're not just taking a cheap ad just for the sake of getting one. What you're really trying to do is get an ad that's going to work. And then the next step is to buy the space, which is what you know we were talking about before. So ask for some statistics on where your specific customer is listening to that radio station or watch what television programs they're watching so that you can get a really clear picture of where they are. Now, you've got a couple of things that you can do at this stage. You can approach the station directly and do that. A lot of people, when it comes to approaching stations directly, will be sold on frequency. They're going to try and sell you as many spots as they possibly can so that you get great frequency, because radio and television, reach and frequency is really important. It's the amount of people within your target that you reach and the number of times that they hear it. On average, they need to hear your ad or see your ad between 2 and 3 times for it to get that proper cut through. And that's why it's so important to buy the right times, because if you're hitting them at the right times and you're getting that frequency up the right way, then you'll get a quicker call to action than if you're just putting hundreds of ads out there and hoping that you might hit the right person. So you can approach the station directly. You could come to someone like myself who runs an advertising agency and get them to buy it. That's another way to do it. Or as you were talking about before, James, you can go to somebody who specializes in remnant space and pull the shotgun out and hope you hit someone.
So it might work if you have every single person in the planet is your target audience scenario, like a weight loss offer, but it might not work if you have a very specific profile.
Absolutely. But even a weight loss offer, you know, not everyone is part of your market. It would be nice to think that everyone wants to lose weight, but, you know, my skinny 16-year-old daughter, she's not worried about weight loss. You know, give her 20 or 30 more years, she might be a bit more concerned about it. But at the moment, she doesn't care. So why would you try and spend dollars marketing to her? Narrow the focus. It's one of the things that internet marketing has taught us all about advertising, and that's know your niche, narrow your focus, concentrate on the people who are most likely to buy your product.
So I guess that means we're going to be pretty specific about which stations we're going to be advertising on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm sitting here in a market that's got 8 or 9 radio stations in it, and depending on who the target is, depends on which one of those stations we would buy for our customer to reach out to get that message to them. You know, why would you advertise on the oldies goldies station if you're selling skateboards to kids? Well, the only reason you would do it is if you were trying to sell it to the mothers of the kids and influence them that way. Well, that's a totally different message. It's written a totally different way to the way that you would write the message if you were trying to sell it to the kids directly.
Perfect. All right, so what about television? Is it the same thing?
Look, there's a lot of similarities when it comes to television, but essentially it is a different beast. You know, you've got vision and you've got audio, and you've got to use those properly to get your message through. You know, the fact is if you put a face in your television ad that is identifiable to your customer, you will actually get a greater response to that television commercial than just putting up text. You know, people like to communicate. They like that one-to-one communication, and that face actually gives it to you. So, you know, there are a number of other techniques that you've got to look at when it comes to advertising on television. One of the things in terms of buying television is, you know, buy the programs where your customers are going to be, and you don't just buy one television station. If you're in a market where there's 2 or 3 television stations, it would be very unlikely that someone has a favorite television station. You can have a favorite radio station, but that's because people feel more tribal about their music that they like. You know, music helps identify them as to who they are. But there's very few people who wake up in the morning and say, gee, you know what, that Win TV, that's me. That's I really identify with them. People love programs. You've got favorite programs, and you chase those programs and watch them on different stations. So when you're advertising, you chase that consumer that you're after across those different programs so that they see you all of the time. And then they'll go, wow, you guys must be doing really well. I see your ad all of the time. I'm here to buy from you. That's because you've chased them rather than you actually being on every program all of the time.
Can you tell me about the technical process of putting together a TV commercial? Is it something you have to hire in a film crew to do? Does an agency organise this? Do you supply something you've already done? What are the typical scenarios there?
Yeah, look, there are three ways that you can get a television commercial to air. You can hire an agency who will do the lot from go to woe for you. And you could also write a commercial and then get an agency or a production house to make it for you. Some television stations, it's getting less and less, will actually still make a television commercial for you. But once again, you know, if you're being involved in the creative process, make sure that they're making the commercial that talks to your customers rather than just making you a television commercial. You know, I remember when I was working in radio, the copywriters at one of the radio stations one day wrote 45 commercials each. So 90 commercials came out of two copywriters that day. How focused do you think those commercials were on the customers for those businesses? Yeah, not very much at all. So you've got to make sure that when you're getting a TV station to actually make it, that you know they're working with you to get that done. Or the third way that you can do it is make it yourself. And I've got to tell you, unless you know what you're doing, that is fraught with danger. In Australia, for example, all television commercials have got to be approved by a government body to make sure that you're not contravening any laws. If you don't know how to do that, you'll never get that commercial to air. If you don't know the right format to send it through, it'll just be rejected. If you make a mistake and put the wrong audio codec on it, it won't get to air. And you'll have spent a lot of time and a lot of money to do it. And their response is, well, I'm sorry, it doesn't meet the proper criteria. It's not going to air. So you could be just burning money. So having a television commercial, if you want to be involved in the process, it's better to get someone else to work with you to get that done. It doesn't have to be an expensive exercise. It just has to be done the right way. And that's the critical thing.
Right. So is it going to be expensive to use these mediums compared to what your typical online business is used to spending?
I would say that depends on the cost of the product that you're selling and the number of products that you're going to sell from running that ad. If you're looking to get 1 cent Facebook ads, then you know perhaps television is not for you because chances are you've got a product that's not going to be generating enough profit to make it worthwhile. You know, if in a regional market a television commercial costs you $300, then you've got to sell an awful lot of products that you're making $5 or $6 profit on to make it worthwhile. However, it will also allow you to talk to a large amount of people in a very short period of time. So it is one of the things that you've got to weigh up. Remember, when it comes to advertising, you don't start with what medium am I going to advertise on? You start with who is my customer? Where are they in the biggest numbers? And what is my message for them? If you start with the medium, you've made a fundamental mistake. Go back to go and start again.
So what offer do we drive people to with these advertisements? Is there a particular thing that works well for online websites? Is it to sell the product directly? Is it a sell a call to action to come to the site and to fill out something? Have you seen any drive to web campaigns that worked well?
Yeah, we're running quite a few drive to web campaigns at the moment. For example, we've got a business that has a daytime version of the television commercial and his radio commercial, and then a nighttime version. So when his shop closes at 5:30 or 6 o'clock at night, the commercial changes. We've got that time, so it doesn't matter if it's programmed into a television program or if it's programmed on the radio station after that time, the alternate version runs. During the day, we call the people to action and ask them to do a specific thing like go to the store, make the phone call, send us an email, and then the sales staff takes over and brings that customer to the point where they part with their cash. At nighttime, when there are no staff there, what the commercial does is drive them to the website, gives them some additional information and says, if you're interested, click this button. It collects their email address and their phone number, and they follow the customer up the next morning. So the first thing that happens at 8:30 when that business opens the next morning is they go to their email, they collect the leads that they've got from the previous night, they jump on the phone and start bringing that customer to the sale before they go cold on wanting to buy or before you know, a potential buyer's remorse situation can start to bring itself to the front of their mind.
Right. Well, this has been really interesting.
Is that an avalanche of information for you?
That's good. I mean, it's probably a new field for a lot of marketers. I mean, I'm thinking about my own situation. My online business has gone really well. I've utilized the typical online channels for getting traffic. As you know, I've found the podcasting really interesting, and I think that's where some of the magic's happening, because I'm actually accessing people's smart devices. So I'm creeping my way in front of a user in a more tactile environment, and I can't help but think, if I could just switch on some radio ads that, or if I extend my own The Race Course style videos that I'm putting on my website and YouTube onto television, that I could cross that bridge. I mean, I used to do some speaking from platforms, and that was definitely an offline marketing channel. I haven't really done print media or radio or TV for my online business. However, I have been involved in campaigns for customers that were wildly successful. In one case, generating 20,000 opt-ins to a new list in just 1 week using commercial radio and print media in combination. So I'm starting to think that this is something I should be doing.
I think that podcasting is fantastic. It is the next generation in radio advertising. You know, the intimacy of being able to talk to someone directly into those earbuds and form that relationship with them. Because in any form of marketing, what you want to do is establish a relationship with someone. You know, one of the things I like about social media is it's like being in the 1950s again, when you used to hang over the back fence and talk to your neighbor and you'd exchange ideas. Well, social media is, you know, it is just that experience, except you're talking to huge clusters of people at one time. So you know, if you use social media that way, well, why wouldn't you use podcasting in a similar sort of way to the way you use radio? You know, use that intimacy, use that power of theater of the mind, get into people's brains and start working them towards your sales funnel.
Exactly. Well, I think this is interesting. We might have a follow-up after developing this. Now, also, I was recently, you've started a podcast of your own, and I was an interview guest on that. We were talking about stuff there. Want to plug that podcast on this podcast?
Absolutely. I would strongly urge anyone who's interested in advertising and marketing to go to have a listen to our podcast, David versus David. And when we say versus, we don't mean, you know, like in the poem, we mean versus, like in Muhammad Ali. So it's the S-U-S, versus. So go to David versus David. We talk about this sort of stuff every week. We've spoken about how to make great radio, how to make great TV. We deal with social media. If it's advertising and marketing, we're having a chat about it. And in fact, we love it when people send in questions and we can deal with individual problems as well. So, you know, David versus David, I highly recommend it to you. I might be a little biased, but go along, have a listen.
Nice. All right. So there you go. I really, really appreciate this chat. Hopefully listeners will get some value in thinking about radio and TV. And I guess print media is going to have very similar conventions. And maybe don't place that Yellow Pages ad this year if that's what you've been doing. And if you want to find out more, then head over and listen to that podcast we mentioned. And also, if you ask a few questions here on this particular post, I'm sure David will come back and provide us some answers. So thanks so much for being on the show, David.
Thanks for having me, James. Always glad to hang out with you.
Okay.
Discover how to build your business super fast. Check out superfastbusiness.com.